Can I get your reaction before you go today to our top story? It's the former Sinn Féin director of publicity, Danny Morrison. He's written an article on EamonMalley.com. He came onto this show this morning saying that unionists should be very, very alert to what he thinks is a real possibility that the Assembly could collapse.
I think that would be very, very foolish. Certainly from a Republican perspective, it would be very, very foolish. And, of course, many, many years ago, David Trimble used to threaten the Assembly whenever he didn't get things his own way. And perhaps it's an indication of Republicans throwing hissy fit and throwing the toys out of the pram. The reality is that we don't have a perfect system of government here. I don't particularly like it. But whenever I wake up in the mornings and turn on the radio, the news is generally not about someone being murdered the night before or a bomb underneath someone's car. And I pose a question to Danny Morrison and to Republicans. Are you going to throw that away? Is that what you want to go back to? You didn't achieve what you set out to achieve in the period of the Troubles. And the truth is, whether we like it or whether we don't, and whether we like the individuals that we're working with or we don't, we need to do it because it is in the wider good, it is in the public interest that we work with each other as opposed to fight with each other.
But of course, Evan, there's a presumption in what you're saying that if the Assembly collapsed, Republicans would engage in violence.
Well,
why do you draw that inference? The Assembly might collapse and they might not engage in violence.
Well, historically, Republicans have reverted to violence when they don't get their own way.
And do you think there's a real possibility that the people that you're working with and others who are part of this agreement now, do you think if it collapsed they would engage in violence?
I think that the vast majority of those people have moved on for a variety of reasons, not least because they recognise that Republicans couldn't win previously by violence. They recognised that most of the operations that they were carrying out in the early 1990s were being compromised, and they recognised that they were on a beaten docket. So they give up that campaign and they decided to do something different. Now, politically, they have entered an arrangement. I don't believe that it will achieve a united Ireland for Republicans, otherwise it wouldn't be in it. Certainly their aspirations and Gerry Adams' aspiration of achieving United Ireland by 2016 is just a pipe dream that will never be fulfilled.
Give me your sense, though, of how fraught it is within the executive. Do you think there's a possibility of it collapsing? When you look at Sinn Féin, when you look at the relationship between Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson, is the possibility there? Is it that bad?
It doesn't appear on the surface to be that different from any other time. Perhaps the relationships are a little cooler, but it doesn't appear on the surface. What may be going on within Sinn Féin is something different, and Danny Morrison may be indicating that there is a greater problem within the organisation.
Well, you've got to be worried about that. If he's right, you've got to be very worried.
Well, I think it's a matter of concern to everyone if one party is so lacking in self-confidence that they can't proceed with the process that they signed up to. That's certainly an issue for them.
Well, your party, first of all, Danny Morrison wasn't speaking on behalf of Sinn Féin, he made that clear. But secondly, your party signed up to a process that was a peace centre demise, and you've reneged on it.
Yeah, and we also signed up to welfare reform and Sinn Féin reneged on that. So, you know, It's one of those things where people don't always get what they wish, and we need to keep moving ahead and we need to keep making progress. And I have said before very often that is one step backwards and two step forwards, but at least we continue to go forward.
You see, I'm just reading a transcript here of what you said in April of this year, not too long ago, and that you said that relations between Sinn Féin and your party, the DUP, are at their most strained since power sharing began. Now, have things got better or worse since then?
Well, they probably got better prior to the summer, and I suspect that they're probably worse again now. So things have moved on from that point of time. I think that Republicans probably are a little unsettled, but they need to calm themselves down. They need to work the process for the interests of all of the people of Northern Ireland, and that's about creating jobs. It's about assist me to deliver a good healthcare. It's about us actually working with John O'Dowd to assist good education.
What is your message to Sinn Féin this morning?
My message is look backwards and then look forwards. Because if you look backwards, you will see where we don't want to be. And then look forwards as to how we can actually take things forward into the future. We cannot afford to go back. We can only go forward. And if Sinn Féin wish to drag us back, I just think that they would be opening an abyss that would be to the detriment of everyone, including the vast majority of the people that vote for them and support them.
Opening an abyss? What's that mean?
Well, if we go back to violence, that is certainly something that is an abyss. It's certainly something that isn't in the interest of any section of the community. It certainly wouldn't be something that's in the interest of the Republican community. Now, if that's what they wish to go back to, if they think that they aren't making enough progress, that's a matter for themselves.
There's no indication from Sinn Féin that they wish to engage in or support violence in any way, shape or form. There's no indication.
What would be the logic of withdrawing from a democratic process then?
Do you think this is a bluff, or do you think there is a chance of it collapsing?
I think it's highly unlikely that it will collapse, and that's not something that we're preparing for. However, we deal with all consequences as it come to us. Now, David Trimble did collapse it a number of times. That was a demonstration of his weakness, a demonstration that he was incapable of delivering on behalf of his people, a lack of self-confidence. Now, I put it to Sinn Féin, are they going to replicate David Trimble? And is that an indication of where they are politically? They don't have the self-confidence to actually move ahead. I would hope that they would have a little more self-confidence than that.